And in his dreams, he had an apocalyptic vision of himself actually being the Messiah, of taking revenge against the Cossacks and Khmelnytsky for their terrible treatment of the Jews, and of leading the Jewish people to the Holy Land and rebuilding the city of Jerusalem and the temple. That was his dream. And he did not keep the dream private. He openly expressed his dream. However, when he did that, the rabbis in Smyrna took action against him. And they warned him that if he continued to behave in this fashion and express such dreams and such proclamations, they would have no choice but to excommunicate him. I've mentioned to you many times before, and we'll see it in the next few lectures over and over again, that excommunication was probably the most counterproductive weapon that the Jewish community ever used. And that even the threat of excommunication made Shabtai Tzvi a hero in the eyes of many, a hero, a martyr, an underdog. And almost anybody that had any complaint against the Jewish religious establishment, and there always are people who do, correctly or otherwise, joined his defense. In 1650, he was saved while swimming in the Mediterranean. He almost drowned, and he was miraculously saved. And he used that as a proof of the fact that God was on his side and that he was being saved for great messianic purposes. That also is part of the pattern of such people. In the biographies of Adolf Hitler, Hitler was a number of times in his life saved from death. In the First World War, he was saved from assassination in Munich in the 1930s. He was saved from assassination in the 1940s in the von Stauffenberg plot. Every time he was saved from assassination or saved from death, he immediately attributed it to the fact that he was saved for the higher purpose of leading Germany, and that salvation justified everything that he was doing. And that ability to transform an event of propitious good fortune into a confirmation of one's miraculous calling, that belongs to people that have this type of dementia. And Shabtai Tzvi also followed in that direction. He claimed to have fought with bare hands against wild dogs, against wolves. He claimed to have killed serpents. And all of these stories gained wide circulation and acceptance. You have to realize the world then was extremely superstitious. And the Jews lived in a superstitious world. And therefore, no matter how sophisticated they were not sophisticated. And much of the baggage of the outside world and its silly superstitions, etc., invaded the Jewish world. And Jews were therefore very gullible. I had, for a period of time, I studied under a great rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Zimmerman. Some of you may have known him or heard of him. He's in Eretz Yisrael now. He's a true genius, but also an erratic, special person. So he used to tell us that in his town there was a haunted house, and that haunted house had existed for 300 years, and in that haunted house were the spirits of Jews who weren't what they were supposed to be, and rabbis who got fired, and a whole collection of people, and no one would live in that house, and no one would walk on the side of the street, and all of that the house was on, and everybody would avoid even walking on the street. And he was